Winter wind and snow create hazardous conditions for people and animals, but trees can mitigate the forces of nature. Numerous designs of tree belts exist, from living snow fences to livestock windbreaks and wildlife plantings. Agroforester Nathan Kafer with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources explains each of these tree belts require a different design.
With a living snow fence, we're looking at anywhere between 3 to 5 rows of trees. The reason for that is those will do really well for stopping the snow, slowing the wind down, but they're not big enough where we keep wildlife habitat there.
These narrower tree belts discourage wildlife and reduce the potential for vehicle-animal accidents. Livestock windbreaks require greater density from 6 and 7 rows of trees, along with more conifers. Wildlife tree belts should be deeper yet, including a greater mix of mid-sized trees and shrubs. Tree species used in tree belts have evolved, with greater use of trees like hackberry to enhance diversity.
We're also looking at some new varieties like Rocky Mountain Douglas fir, lodgepole pine, Siberian larch. There's a few new shrub species out there.
In addition, tree rows and tree placements are being spaced further apart, giving trees more room to grow for greater longevity. Kafer says new tree plantings will hopefully last a good 60 years. Winter is the time to evaluate the need for tree belts. Local conservation districts, state agroforesters, and the NRCS can all provide technical assistance and potential cost share. Reporting for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources, I'm Pam Geppert.